Support for IPR and this podcast comes from the University of Iowa's John Papa John Entrepreneurial Center and their National Science Foundation I-Corps Training Program, helping faculty, staff, and students make an impact with their innovations and research. More at iowajpec.org.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. The Awful Purdies, an Iowa City-based band, were making their fourth studio album when COVID hit and the world closed down. They persevered, and the album, The Great Unraveling, will be released on December 15th. Here's a taste of what you'll hear with No Machine.
I'm no machine. Sometimes I get so tired. I'll buy caffeine. I'm no machine. Old dress got ripped in the wind. Lick thread, needle eye, and sew. Stitch in silence for some time. Ooh. I'm no machine.
A little bit of No Machine by the Awful Purdies off their new album, The Great Unraveling. Two of the five members of this all-female band are here with me now. Katie Roche, hello.
Hello, thanks for having us.
And Sarah Driscoll is also here. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Charity. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you both so much for being here. So, Katie, I'll let you start. Take us back in time. You're working on this album and COVID strikes. Tell me what happened.
Well, you know, the studio out in Lone Tree, Flat Black, had to figure out how and if they could even function in this environment. And once they figured that out and we realized we kind of just had, you know, the final steps of the album together, we all were able to go out there, isolate individually, go out there, isolate, wear masks, do the little things that we needed to do. And we finished it without being together, which was so strange. It was very weird.
Absolutely. Well, and we know that this has been such an incredibly hard time for musicians, for making music. It just shut down live music performances. We also know that many musicians were among the first, at least high-profile people, to get COVID. We've lost a number of musicians. Sarah, what were you guys talking about and thinking about it as this happened while you're trying to make new music?
Well, I think, like everybody else, we didn't really know how long it would be, you know. We didn't know. Luckily, Marcy's kind of keyed in with, you know, global healthcare. And so she kind of was able to, you know, give us the truth, the sad truth. And so we just kind of, you know, started hanging out on Zoom and working on planning art for the album and marketing, things like that. Just keep it moving forward while we tried to navigate how we were going to finish things and what we were doing with our families and stuff like that.
Right. So you have families. I know that one of the great stories about your band is that you got together, at least many of you got together when you were having babies. So you're passing children around. So family is very important to most of the members of the band. But you also have careers that got shut down as well. Katie, I mean, that's something that you were dealing with on top of that. You work at the Englert in Iowa City.
Yeah, you know, I'm very cued into the way this pandemic has affected the industry across the board. You know, arts and culture workers and that industry is the second most affected industry. And, you know, we're watching venues close. And I think what we're really witnessing is a dismantling of the music industry as we know it. And that has been heartbreaking. You know, there's key venues like Vaudeville Muse in Des Moines that have closed. And these are places that, you know, create the places where people can stop on their tours and build their fan base and make it possible for them to survive as musicians. And so I have a lot of concern as this continues to affect our nation.
Yeah, Sarah, do you want to add anything to that?
I definitely, am concerned as well. I know that we will persevere and we will figure out a way, but it's just such a bummer to not be able to go and see live music and perform for people. It's showing us all how important it is for our souls and just showing how much we miss it, you know?
Yeah. Well, this album, was already really an album of the moment that we were at in time back in the spring of 2020 before the pandemic hit. You call this the Great Unraveling. Sarah, tell me about the concept behind the album and what all of you were feeling as you were collaborating.
Yes. Well, Marcy wrote the song, The Great Unraveling, and she has kind of expressed to us that it was about her personally, and then also looking out at the world and what was happening. But there's this great line in it, is this the great awakening? Or it could be both. You know, when things get really hard, we all kind of rise to the occasion and tap into our deepest strengths. So that whole concept was just really lovely to us because we were feeling pretty bummed. As we went into the studio, the wildfires were going on in Australia. We were feeling like we might be on the brink of war. It was right at the top of the year. You know, we had no idea what was coming, but it was already feeling really timely. And then all of this has happened. So it's just been really interesting. There's a few songs on the album about nature and the environment and keeping that protected and loving it.
And
so it's just all really timely.
Let's play a little bit of one of those songs. Let's play a little bit of Something in the Water.
Something in the water has gone wrong.
Just a little bit of Something in the Water. Nicole Upchurch on the lead vocals there. And Katie, I would love to hear a little bit about your collaboration process. We heard you on the lead vocals for No Machine. We're going to hear Sarah in just a few minutes as we play out with another one of your songs. All five of you play many different instruments. Tell me how the Awful Purdies collaborate.
Well, you know, generally when you hear the lead singer, you can assume that that person has written a song. That's almost always been true. And, you know, we're all writing songs all the time, and a bunch of us are in multiple projects. And so I think we all have a little light bulb go off when we hear a song and think, I think this song needs to be voiced by the Awful Purdies. I know that when I write a song, I hear that. And everyone really... you know, when we sit down with a song for the first time, we give that songwriter some space to talk about their vision. And then everyone, you know, offers their ideas about what they want. I generally am like picking up three or four different instruments and trying to figure out, you know, this is not a washboard tune. This is an accordion tune. Does this tune need flutes? And it's a process of exploration and really trying to honor that songwriter's ideas while remaining flexible.
Well, you mentioned that many of you are in other bands as well. You're in the Dandelion Stompers, and Sarah, you're part of the Diplomats of Solid Sound. So that's very different kinds of music. Sarah, what do you hear as the voice of the Awful Purdies when you're working on a song and you're like, well, this is definitely a song for this band?
Softer instrumentation, usually, you know. I always hear the harmonies in the back of my mind. But when I want the lyrics to really stand out in front, and I want it to be kind of softer and just with more playing. And for this last album, I wrote a lot of songs with the banjo in mind. That's like our rhythm instrument in the Awful Purdies. So the rhythm was important to me. When I knew that I was writing a song for the Awful Purdies, or I thought it sounded like something for them. So I think that's it. But some of my songs can go either way. And yeah, like Katie said, it's kind of about keeping an open mind and just seeing what happens, because the other people have to be into it too.
This album was recorded at Flat Black Studios in Lone Tree and produced by another just fabulous musician, William Elliott Whitmore. Katie, tell me about that collaboration, working with Whitmore.
Well, you know, first off, Will is just about the nicest guy you could ever meet. He's endlessly pleasant, and he just set this wonderful tone of listening. And we really, Sarah suggested him, and we all just said, yes, what a great idea. We wanted an extra person there with us as we were recording to be neutral and say, you know, what he was hearing, and you know, having him on the other end of the headphones to say, hey, Katie, take another stab at that guitar track. I'd never recorded guitar on one of our albums before. He could hear my nerves in it, and he said, you know, take a deep breath. And he, you know, joked with me and got me kind of, you know, a little more comfortable. And it was just really great having him in that process. We deeply admire him and his music, and plus it was a ton of fun. We would have to try to stay on track and stop laughing.
Well, that's a wonderful thing to hear, given that there's been so much sadness this year. Before I want to talk about another song of yours and the video that you did to go along with it, because I think it's incredibly clever. But before we get to that, I mean, Sarah, how have you been as a musician, as a creative person? How have you been coping with the pandemic as things have gone on? I've talked to many creative people who've said that it has sparked their creativity, and many who've said that they just can't create in this environment. How have you responded?
I, you know, my guitar is definitely collecting dust. I haven't been playing my guitar as much. But I was able to pick out the art for the band and kind of organize some of the stuff for printing the records. So I was able to, you know, get creative in that way. And I've just been keeping busy. I've been baking a lot, cooking a lot of new recipes. And so that's kind of where my creativity has been going. It's maybe just like a comfort thing. I also love to play, you know, some fun cover songs on my guitar when I do play it, just to kind of lighten up before bed. So that's the only way I've really been playing music lately.
How about you, Katie?
I have been writing a lot of songs and fooling around with my accordion a lot, and writing songs with my daughter who just turned 12. And that's just been... that's been great. We've kicked off the pandemic by writing a song about our backdoor neighbor who desperately needed to find sugar to feed his bees that were coming. And so Sugar in the Alley was the first song of the pandemic for us.
That's great. Well, we are going to play out here in just a few minutes with the song This Woman's Work, which is written by you, Sarah, and we'll get to hear your voice. But Katie, I want to talk to you about the video, because it's such a beautiful, beautiful video. And the footage is of you and your sister from when you were little?
Yes, it's such a cherished film. My dad made a video. My mom was going out of town, and he wanted to make a little film showing her, you know, how like my sister and I think I was like maybe 3 years old. And she's 4 years older than me. And it was supposed to be us surviving completely on our own. We end up eating frozen bread, and it's just, you know, it's adorable, and it's a time capsule of the late 1970s. And I couldn't be happier being able to pull this film made by my lovely dad in love for my mom into a full circle with this band. It works perfectly with the song. It was such a wonderful surprise.
It absolutely does work perfectly with the song. And I'm tweeting out a link to it right now. And Sarah, I mean, you wrote the song, and then seeing the video with it, it kind of changes the meaning, I would guess, a little bit.
Yes.
Although it's totally adorable.
I love it. I'm so impressed.
So, I mean, it is a fun song. What was in your mind as you were writing it?
Oh, I wrote it a long time ago before I had my child, and I thought I worked so hard. And so it was kind of like a little props to myself and all the other women that I was hanging out with. We were working so hard. So we thought, and, you know, it kind of makes me laugh now looking back because I'm working way harder. But I guess that's just life.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially in the midst of a pandemic where we're balancing so many different roles and trying to keep our heads above water.
Yes.
This feels like a perfect song for this moment. And we are going to go out listening to this song. And I just want to say thank you to both of you. Sarah Driscoll, thank you.
Thank you, Charity.
Katie Roche, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us.
The Awful Purdies, their new album will be released on December 15th. And of course, you can go online and watch the video for this wonderful song written by Sarah Driscoll. It's called This Woman's Work.
Unless I got a show to do, what makes me love to you? This woman's work is done round 7 o'clock.
This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe.
Support for IPR and this podcast comes from the University of Iowa's John Papa John Entrepreneurial Center and their National Science Foundation I-Corps Training Program, helping faculty, staff, and students make an impact with their innovations and research. More at iowajpec.org.